T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know, getting out to that early run in the first quarter. We got back into it, you know, to take the lead going into the second quarter. And then, you know, I just felt like they just took their game to another level. You know, we start missing shots. You know, they get out and run on us. But I feel like they just played at a different level than us tonight. Credit to them. You know, we just got to be more hungry, you know, come Saturday night. But each and every night, we got to find a way to come out and start quarters, you know, especially the first quarter, at a higher level than we are right now.
There have been multiple games now where the lead has kind of snowballed against you, in the last two in particular. Can you identify anything that in particular that's going on during those runs?
Yeah, I mean, we talk about cycles recently. I feel like, you know, when we went on our, you know, kind of three-game win streak, we did a great job of managing just our defensive activity into our offense and execution. We were making shots, but that's basketball. Like, you know, we're going to miss some shots. You know, we were missing layups. We're missing open jumpers. I thought, you know, part of their defense impacted some of those misses, but we also missed it, you know, some gimmies and ones that we normally make. But then that snowball, like you talk about, how we really let it impact our defense. Getting back, discombobulated in transition. They're just kind of driving, going wherever they want. And I felt like a lot of that started in the first quarter, where we just kind of let them do whatever they want. No presence on the ball, no real activity, you know, living at the rim. I don't think they hit a lot of threes, you know, tonight. You know, it's rim and offensive rebounding, all things that, you know, we've got to be able to control possession after possession a lot better.
Is this just a byproduct on some level of being a young team, that these runs can kind of spiral out of control? And then, I guess, too, how do you counter that or correct that as a coach?
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we've been studying and we've been teaching a lot. I mean, it's a huge learning, you know, period for us. You know, I felt like that last week where, you know, we were fortunate to get some wins. You know, even if we had lost those games, I felt we were trending in the right direction. We learned a lot about how to handle some adversity, especially going on the road. Now we got to be able to handle some adversity at home, you know, the last two games. So it's a product of, you know, early in the season, definitely a young group, new group, trying to figure out those situations, how we navigate them better. But, you know, what I'm always encouraged by is that we come in and we're going to learn, we're going to get better. It's our motto, getting better every single day. I think our guys, you know, they recognize, you know, where we can get better. We just got to apply it. It's one thing to talk. You know, we backed it up last week, you know, and this is a step in the wrong direction. So now we got to come back, you know, continue to educate, continue to get the, you know, absorb it, and then go out and do it on Saturday.
Have you guys learned enough about Ja yet in the few times that he has struggled, maybe what opposing defenses have been able to do to sort of get him out of his element?
Yeah, I mean, I think we've been starting to see a lot. I mean, he's going to get a lot of coverages thrown at him. You know, teams going under, you know, him being confident to shoot it, but he can also still attack. I think that's one that we're starting to see a lot. But then tonight, you know, teams being super aggressive, putting a lot more size on him, trying to, like, really put him in a box. And I think he'll navigate. He'll get through it. We've seen plenty of times where he's been successful a lot, you know, against a lot of different coverages. And it's just great to see him. You know, unfortunately, you know, it's tough nights. You know, one that, you know, not just him, but we all struggled. But I think, you know, he's such a good learner. He's just got to be able to adapt. We even talked about one time how they're throwing, like, multiple coverages at him. So, you know, it's kind of like a quarterback in football. He's just got to be able to read it early, adapt to it, and knowing his high IQ, he'll be able to figure it out.
You think Jaren's struggles tonight kind of started with just not getting much involvement or touches early in the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think it could definitely be some of that. You know, obviously, you know, it's unfortunate, you know, a tough, you know, night, you know, with the fouls and stuff. But, you know, we do want to get him, you know, aggressive early. I felt a couple of guys maybe weren't involved early on. And, you know, as part of it, just kind of a little lackluster defensive effort to start, which kind of, you know, our pace slowed down, so the ball wasn't moving as much. And, you know, he's been successful recently with the ball just kind of finding himself naturally, not really having to call plays for him. So it's somewhere we have to go back, watch, and Thursday when we practice, really see how that start defensively really impacted the movement and the opportunities for our guys on offense.
Any final questions? Peter?
Taylor, with this little stretch now between this game and the Laker game, is this a good time fundamentally to get some practice time in and to hammer home a few points?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I would obviously love to be able to play tomorrow night or something, you know, just come back and, you know, try to, you know, correct a lot of things by just going out and playing, just competing, giving great effort. But now we get to go back and really kind of hone in on our habits. you know, what are the things that we're doing well? Let's keep doing that more. But definitely, you know, we've had some steps in the wrong direction defensively. And if we can just kind of give the effort there and just really take ownership on that end, Thursday and Friday will be great practice days. Watching film, guys individually being able to, you know, do one-on-ones with coaches, their skill development, team dialogue, which I think has been great about this team. And we'll, you know, hopefully correct a lot of things so that Saturday we give it a great shot against the Lakers.
You had three guys with 32 or more minutes and Ja over 34. Was that just a function of you still thought the game was there, you know, almost until the end and you didn't want to give up on it or anything else?
Yeah, a product of that. I mean, I felt like, you know, could we give it one last push? And, you know, obviously amidst the struggles, you know, I've managed those situations a little differently. I kind of wanted guys to kind of play through it a little bit, you know, see if they could find a little bit of life. And, you know, obviously made a call at the end to, you know, take guys out. I just felt we just hadn't gotten over the hump yet towards the end. But it was kind of a product of, I, you know, wanted to see these guys try to push through, even though things, you know, dating back to the Denver game really weren't going our way. Wasn't our way the first three quarters, but, you know, proud how we got a little bit of a spurt in the fourth. But again, that's got to be something we got to have for 48 consistent minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.